وقل رب زدني علما.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد، inshallah we have the class from the book بلوغ المرام للإمام حافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله تعالى. We have the first class from the book of Salah. This is second kitab from this general kitab. This is the book of prayer. Kitab al-Salah, Babu al-Mawaqit, chapter 1, the times of Salah, the times of prayers. First hadith, hadith 129, an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وقت الظهر إذا زالت الشمس وكان ظل الرجل كطوله ما لم يحضر العصر ووقت العصر ما لم تصفر الشمس ووقت صلاة المغرب ما لم يغب الشفق ووقت صلاة العشاء إلى نصف الليل الأوسط ووقت صلاة الصبح من طلوع الفجر ما لم تطلع الشمس. رواه مسلم. نارل عبد الله بن عمر بن عاص may Allah be pleased with them. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the time of the time of the dhuhr prayer, the time of the dhuhr prayer, the noon prayer, is when the sun passes the meridian and a man's shadow is of the same length as his height. The time of the dhuhr prayer, noon prayer, dhuhr means noon prayer, is when the sun passes the meridian, means the middle of the sky, and a man's shadow is of the same length as his height. It lasts until the time of the asr, afternoon prayer. After asr, it lasts until the time of the asr prayer. Asr means afternoon. The time of the Asr prayer is as long as the sun has not become yellow, meaning during it is setting. The time of Maghrib, meaning sunset prayer, time of Maghrib prayer is as long as the tear light has not disappeared. Tear light has not disappeared. نعم. And the time of Isha means night. The time of Isha prayer is up to midnight. And the time of Fajr means morning. Fajr prayer is from the appearance of dawn as long as the sun has not rising. Means but when the sun rises, we stand from prayer, for it rises between the two horns of shaitan. That's another hadith. So this hadith collected by a Muslim, Prophet Muhammad mentioned the time of the five prayers, the time of Dhuhr, and the time of Asr and Maghrib and Isha and Fajr. The Shaykh said, وَلَهُ مِنْ حَدِيثِ بُرَيْدَةَ فِي الْعَصْرِ والشمس بيضاء نقية ومن حديث أبي موسى والشمس مرتفعة. Narrated by Buraydah رضي الله عنه in another version of the above hadith regarding Asr prayer, afternoon prayer, when the sun is white and clear, reported by Muslim, and Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrated regarding the time of Asr prayer while the sun is high, reported by Muslim in another narration of the former hadith. So in this hadith, the times of the prayer. وعن أبي برزة الأسلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي العصر ثم يرجع أحدنا إلى رحله في أقصى المدينة والشمس حية وكان يستحب أن يؤخر من العشاء وكان يكره النوم قبلها والحديث بعدها وكان ينفطل من صلاة الغداء حين يعرف الرجل جليسه وكان يقرأ بالستين إلى المئة متفق عليه. نارير أبو بزرة أبو برزة الأشعري رضي الله عنه Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to offer the Asr prayer and after the prayer one of us will return to his house in the farthest end of Al-Medina and arrive while the sun was still hot and bright. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loved to delay the Isha prayer, and he dislikes sleeping before it and conversation after it. After the Fajr prayer, he used to leave when a man could recognize the one sitting beside him. And he used to recite between 60 to 100 verses of the Quran in the Fajr prayer. Agree upon. وعنده من حديث جابر رضي الله عنه والعشاء أحيانا يقدمها وأحيانا يؤخرها إذا رآهم اجتمعوا عجل وإذا رآهم أبطأوا أخر والصبح كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصليها بغلس والصبح كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصليها بغلس Narrated Jabir in the version of Al-Bukhari and Al-Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to advance the Isha prayer sometimes and delay it at other times. Whenever he saw the people assemble for the Jama' for the Isha prayer, he would pray early. And if the people delay, he would delay the prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to offer the Fajr prayer when it was still dark. والمسلم من حديث أبي موسى فأقام الفجر حين انشق الفجر والناس لا يكاد يعرف بعضهم بعضا نارى أبو موسى رضي الله عنه in another version of Muslim he صلى الله عليه وسلم offered the Fajr prayer at daybreak when the people could hardly recognize one another وعن رافع بن خديج رضي الله عنه قال كنا نصلي المغرب مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فينصرف أحدنا وإنه لا يبصر مواقع نبله متفق عليه ناري رافع بن خديج May Allah be pleased with him, he said we used to offer the Maghrib prayer with Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and then one of us would go means out of the masjid and be able to see the spot his arrow would fall at agree upon وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أعتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة بالعشاء أعتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة بالعشاء حتى ذهبت عامة الليل ثم خرج فصلى وقال إنه لوقتها لولا أن أشق على أمتي رواه مسلم نارير عائشة رضي الله عنها the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم delayed the Isha prayer one night until a great part of the night passed Then he went out and offered the prayer and said, This is the proper time for it. Were it not that I would impose burden on my followers, reported by Muslim. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا اشتد الحر فأبردوا بالصلاة فإن شدة الحر من فيح جهنم. نارى أبو هريرة Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, When it is hot, delay the prayer, means the ظهر prayer. till it cools down, for the intensity of heat is from the exhalation of hell. Of hell agreed upon. وعن رافع بن خديج رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصبحوا بالصبح فإنه أعدم لأجوركم رواه الخمسة وصححه الترمذي وابن حبان. Narrated, Rafi ibn Khadij, may Allah's Messenger said, offer the morning prayer at dawn, for it is greater for your rewards. Reported by Al-Khamsa, Al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban, greater it, sahih, authentic. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أدرك من الصبح ركعة قبل أن تطلع الشمس فقد أدرك الصبح ومن أدرك ركعة من العصر قبل أن تغرب الشمس فقد أدرك العصر. متفق عليه. والمسلم عن حديث عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها نحوه وقال سجدة بدل ركعة ثم قال والسجدة إنما هي الركعة. نار أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said he who prays ركعة of the Fajr prayer before the sun rises, he offered the dawn prayer in its time. And he who prays rak'ah of the Asr prayer before the sun sets, he has offered the afternoon prayer agreed upon. Muslim reported the same above hadith in another version narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, who narrated sajda prostration instead of rak'ah prayer unit. And then he Muslim said a sajda implies a rak'ah. Sajda means a rak'ah. Whole rak'ah. So sometimes the hadith, Prophet ﷺ says, من أدرك من الصبح سجدة. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا صلاة بعد الصبح حتى تطلع الشمس ولا صلاة بعد العصر حتى تغيب الشمس. اتفق عليه. ولفظ مسلم لا صلاة بعد صلاة الفجر. وله عن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه ثلاث ساعات كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينهانا أن نصلي فيهن وأن نقبر فيهن موتانا حين تطلع الشمس بازغة حتى ترتفع وحين يقوم قائم ظهيرة حتى تزول الشمس وحين تتضيف الشمس للغروب. والحكم الثاني عند الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى من حديث أبي هريرة بسند ضعيف وزاد إلا يوم الجمعة. وكذا لأبي داود عن أبي قتادة نحوه. Narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, I heard Allah's Messenger saying, no salah is to be offered after the morning prayer until the sun rises, or after the afternoon prayer until the sun sets. Agree upon. In the narration of Muslim, there is no salah, means prayer, after the Fajr, means morning prayer. There is no salah after the Fajr prayer. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrated there are three times in which Allah's Messenger used to forbid us to pray or bury our dead. When the sun begins to rise till it is fully up. When the sun is at its height at midday till it passes the meridian. And when the sun draws near to setting till it sets, reported by Muslim. Al-Shafi'i viewed the second ruling from hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah through a weak sanad with the addition accepted on Friday. Abu Dawud reported something similar from Abu Qatada. By the way, Al-Shafi'i viewed the second ruling. In the footnote, the second ruling means noon time. No prayer should be offered at this time, but Friday is excluded from this order. On Friday, it is permitted to pray, at decline, as it is evident from hadith reported by Abu Huraira. وعن جبير بن مطعم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا بني عبد مناف لا تمنعوا أحدا طاف بهذا البيت وصلى أي ساعة شاء من ليل أو نهار. رواه الخمسة وصححه الترمذي وابن حبان. نارين الجبير ابن مطعم may Allah be pleased with him, he said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O descendants of Abd Manaf, you must not prevent anyone who goes around this house, means the Kaaba, and prays, means here, at any hour of the night or day that he wishes. Reported by Al-Khamsa, Al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Hibban, greater it, sahih, authentic. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الشفق الحمرة. رواه الدارقطني وصح ابن خزيمة وغيره وقفه. نارين ابن عمر رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the twilight is the redness. Reported by of الدارقطني ابن خزيمة, greater it صحيح authentic, and others greater it موقوف, meaning saying of a companion. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الفجر فجران, فجر يحرم طعاما وتحل فيه صلاة, وفجر تحرم فيه صلاة أي صلاة الصبح ويحل فيه طعام. رواه ابن خزيمة والحاكم وصححه والحاكم من حديث جابر نحو وزاد في الذي يحرم طعام إنه يذهب مستطيلا في الأفق, وفي الآخر إنه كذنب السرحان narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that down is of two types, the down in which eating is forbidden, means for the fasting person, and prayer is permitted, and the down in which prayer is forbidden, example the morning prayer and eating is permitted. Reported by Ibn Khuzayma and Al-Hakim, who both grade it sahih. Al-Hakim reported something similar to the above hadith from Jabir and added to the type of down in which eating is forbidden, it is spread widely in the horizon, and to the other type, it has the shape of a wolf's tail. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الأعمال الصلاة في أول وقتها. رواه الترمذي والحاكم وصححه وأصله في الصحيحين. ناريري ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه, Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one of the best deeds is to offer salam in his prayer in his early time. Reported by al-Tirmidhi and al-Hakim, who both grade it sahih, its basic meaning is in the sahihain of al-Bukhari and Muslim. وعن أبي محذورة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أول الوقت رضوان الله وأوسطه رحمة الله وآخره عفو الله. أخرجه الدارقطني بسند ضعيف جدا, وللترمذي من حديث ابن عمر نحو دون الأوسط وهو ضعيف أيضا. ناري أبو محذورة رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the earliest time of prayer is what pleases Allah. The mid time is for the mercy of Allah, and the latest time is what Allah pardons. Reported by Dayrakudni with a very weak senat chain. At-Tirmidhi has reported something similar, narrated by Ibn Umar, without mentioning the mid time. It is da'if, it is weak too. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا صلاة بعد الفجر إلا سجدتين. أخرجه الخمسة إلا النسائي. وفي رواية عند الرزاق لا صلاة بعد طلوع الفجر إلا ركعتي الفجر. ومثله للدارقطني عن ابن عمر عن ابن عمر بن عاص. ناري لي ابن عمر رضي الله عنه, Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is no salah, meaning a voluntary prayer, after the break of dawn except sajdatain sunnah of fajr, meaning sunnah of fajr, reported by Al-Khamsa, except An-Nasai. In another narration, Abdul Razak also narrated, there is no salah, meaning voluntary prayer, after the break of dawn except the two, meaning sunnah, rak'ah of fajr. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العصر ثم دخل بيتي فصلى ركعتين فسألته فقال شغلت عن ركعتين بعد ظهر فصليتهما الآن فقلت أفنقضيهما إذا فاتتا قال لا أخرجه أحمد ولأبي داود عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها بمعنى ناري أم سلمة رضي الله عنها Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم come to my house after offering Asr prayer and offer two rak'ah. When I ask him about that, and he replied, I was kept busy, means failed to pray, the two rak'ah after Dhuhr prayer. So I offer them now. I ask him, should we offer them if we miss them? He replied, no. Reported by Ahmed, the narration of the Abu Dawud from Aisha رضي الله عنها has the same meaning. This narration this hadith gives the information that after Asr prayer offering of the Misr supplicatory prayers was only for the noble Prophet ﷺ, while others are not allowed to offer the supplicatory prayer or the voluntary prayers at this time. The Prophet ﷺ prayed because some people of the tribe of Abdul Qais came to him and some goods of charity were also brought. So their visit and distribution of goods made him late. Wallahu alam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.